today on Real Ghost Stories Online. Was she sleepwalking or was her doppelganger waking her cousin up at night?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost stories with us. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything ad-free, then check us out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com to get access to all of that stuff. Have you ever sleepwalked, Todd?
When I was much, much younger, I did for a while. It was a period of time in my life where I had horrible, horrible dreams that I believe had to do with the place we were living at the time. But yeah, I would get up and do the whole walking around, and my family would say that I would just be standing there staring out as they were talking to me, and I wouldn't respond, and then I would turn around and go back to bed and stuff like that.
Weird.
Yeah.
And no recollection. It's from people telling you did it, right?
Yeah, but my parents and my sisters all said that I was sleepwalking or whatever, but yeah. I never remembered any of it.
I think part of it. You don't really have any recollection of it other than maybe the moment you wake up, which they say can be very startling, and you got to be careful if you're waking someone who's sleepwalking. I guess I did it like once or twice when I was really little, but that's all I got on that one. But I have had many stories. I have family members who have done it, but nothing too creepy. But this is an interesting one, trying to decipher doppelganger or a cousin that may just be sleepwalking, and that might be the more, apt answer. But let's take a listen to the phone call. 855-853-4802 is the phone number. Hi.
Hi, my name is Dana. I'm from Ohio. I just have a couple quick fire experiences that I want to talk about. One of my first experiences was with apparently my doppelganger. My parents and I lived in the country. My sister was there too, obviously. But one thing that we would do was we had such a large house and a large home, like property and everything, we invite people over. At one point in time, my cousins came over for the summer, and they're only a few years older than me, and my one cousin, Jay, she stayed in the room directly across from mine. Now, this is upstairs. It's a two-level house, and it's an older house. Part of the house was built like 100 years ago, and then about, let's say, 50 years ago, the second half of the house was built. So the upstairs is part of the original house. So rewind. My cousin Jay was staying in the bedroom across from mine, and we went to bed, and when we got up in the morning, my cousin was really angry for some reason at me, and she wouldn't talk to me, she wouldn't look at me, and I'm like, I'm probably about 10 or 11 at this point in time. I was an angry little child, and so I was like, what is wrong with you? And it's been a couple days, and she was like, you keep coming into my room and waking me up. And I'm like, I'm not doing anything of the sort. She's like, then what other curly-haired girl is doing it? And she and I got into a big argument over it, and didn't know what happened after that. The only other thing she mentioned was she was in a green, night dress, and it had, ruffles around the neck or something like that. And I had a green dress, but it had no ruffles on it. It was just a green, linen dress, right? So that's my first story. Second story, when we first moved into the same house, I was very young. I was in kindergarten, and my mom every night would come upstairs and check on me because I was having a hard time acclimating to the new house. And at the time, my sister would leave her door open. We don't have central air in that house or anything, so it was to help air circulate when it was cold or when it was hot. So every night, my mom would come up, she'd check on me, and my sister would say goodnight. And the one night, my mom came upstairs, according to my sister. My sister said goodnight as she walked into my bedroom. My mom didn't respond. My sister said goodnight a little louder, and still, she didn't respond. And my sister was paying attention to the door and looking out in the hallway the entire time. And so she got up, she went into my bedroom, possibly see my mom there, but my mom wasn't there. My sister swears up and down that my mom walked into my bedroom to check on me. But she was dead asleep downstairs in her bedroom with my dad. So there was no way she could have come upstairs and check on me. A couple smaller ones. My sister has a pretty long room. It's like a really, it's like a long rectangle. She has a queen bed at one end, and she has like a dresser and a TV at the other end. There's probably about a 5-foot gap in between her TV and her dresser. She had a candle that was in a like wine glass from her prom that sat on top of her TV. The one day, my sister came in and watched that candle go from the top of her TV to her bed. I kid you not. My sister does not lie. She's not an exaggerated person. She's pretty serious, all things considered. I'm the goofy goober of the bunch. And when she told me that, I was like, no way. And after that, she started having a couple more experiences, like her closets would open. You know, the typical kind of like, oh, we're here type of thing. So every night before she went to bed, she would like open up her door, turn on the light and go, okay, everybody, I'm going to bed. You need to leave me alone. The next story is with me and my mom. I like to call it the frisky ghost. My mom and I are cleaning in separate rooms, but the rooms are directly next to each other. I'm in the kitchen. She's in the office. In the kitchen, there was a table that was attached to the wall. So it only had two legs on it, but it was only about a foot in width, but about 3 feet long. I had a pair of glasses, sat in the middle of that table up against the wall. And while I was cleaning the kitchen, I heard this like tick sound. And then I heard my mom go, ooh. And when I turned around, I saw these glasses that were by the wall in the table, just gently and perfectly set directly in the middle of the kitchen floor. I'm like, oh my God, mom. And she's like, Dana, why'd you touch my butt? And I'm like, I didn't touch your butt. What are you talking about? The mom comes in. She's like, yeah, something just came up and like touched my butt. Like it was wiping a cobweb off or something. And I'm like, I think it was the same time that these glasses were just gently set in the middle of the kitchen. So she and I laughed about it. And that was kind of like the pattern for a little bit. My sister continued to see people, shapes, enter my room, leave my room. And I would see things as I slept and as I woke up. And so I'd be wide awake and I'd see things and I'd have to turn on a light to make them go away. But yeah, that's the quick few stories I have. I have some more stories that I will call in later about, but theme of all of it is, I have a portal in my room. Apparently there's astral projection or doppelgangers at the house. But it was a fun time growing up. Nothing scary happened. Well, have a good one, y'all. Y'all are great. Keep being wonderful. Bye.
That's what you want on an MLS listing, portals in the children's bedroom. Like, and a Jack and Jill. Just like, it's like, what?
That's right. And trust me, there will be some people that would buy it just for that.
Oh, completely. It'd be tempting to like put a listing up like that just for the hell of it, just to see what kind of inquiries you get. And make it sound really, really, bizarre.
Very interesting story. It does sound like something was going on at that point. But it reminded me of when we were talking about sleepwalking and stuff. I mentioned that it was a very it was a time full of turmoil for me because mm-hmm. I was having a lot of nightmares.
Yeah.
And I was very young. And so when I would have a nightmare, I would scream for my father.
Yeah.
And he would come running into the room and, you know, make sure that I was okay. This one night I screamed for my dad and he came in my room, but my dad always wore white underwear the ghost had yellow ones on. So I knew that it wasn't him. And then I had to scream even louder. So,
yeah. So was this a dream you were having or did you think you saw your, were you awake? Was this like something that.
See, I don't know. And that kind of goes back to her. She was wearing the green thing with the ruffles or no ruffles. I mean, yeah. I don't know. It could have been part of the dream that I just hadn't woken up yet.
Yeah.
Or it could have been something else.
Well, it's interesting because in so many stories that we hear about doppelgangers or things like that, there's always like something kind of subtle that's off about them from the real version. In your case, it was your dad's color of underwear.
I don't even think they had yellow underwear back in those days.
No, it's just our white. It's just our dads would wear them for freaking ever, and then they turn yellow eventually. And it's like, welcome back to that place in time. That's a good one. If you got a ghost story, you want to share it with us, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. To share it here with us at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that and more, check it out at ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or on Apple Podcasts right there on our premium page. Check it out and even check it out for free and try it. Until next time, for Todd and all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.